This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1689. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 3rd, Argentina, Barbados, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Guam, India, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Japan, Luxembourg, Mexico, North America, Norway, Oklahoma, Oman, Peru, Poland, Sikkim, Slovakia, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. For many months now, the Argentine transmitter of LRA on 6060 has been very out of order. Complaint after complaint from listeners, especially in southern South America, that instead of broadcasting clearly on that frequency, there have been spurs all over the 49-meter band, very distorted, blocking other stations. However, on September 25th, Claudio Galas in Chile reported to the Condish list that he was hearing RAI clearly on 6060 without the spurs, and Arnaldo Slein, who's involved with the station as contributing the DX program, says, from an excellent source, I can tell you that the technicians at RAI, at General Pacheco, have worked hard on repairing the problems which have become publicly known. And then Alejandro Alvarez explains that he got in direct contact with the director of RAI about the problem, which finally got them working on it. In the Radio Escudas group, Samuel Castro Martins in São Paulo State, Brazil, reports that the trans-equatorial FMDX season has started on September 29th. He was hearing seven FM stations from Barbados between 0150 and 0230 UT. And he points out that you don't need a fancy antenna. He was just getting it on his Degen 1103 with its built-in telescopic antenna. These trans-equatorial signals, however, tend to be quite distorted. Due to a propagation disturbance, solar radiation storms reaching the S2 level, as WWV puts it, I was finally able to hear Bolivia on 90 meters, Radio Mosochaski 3310, October 1st, around 0130. Its sign-off time might be 01, 0130, or 02, depending on which reference you consult. 24 hours later, it was much weaker. It also helped that I was no longer bothered by a mixing product between my two local medium wave stations on that frequency. Another obstacle is utility interference on 4985, normally occupied by radio teletype. But October 2nd at 0116, it was missing, and I could hear Brazuguese, that is, Brazilian accented Portuguese, which must have been Radio Brasil Central. 24 hours later, the teletype was blocking it again. Maybe that had something to do with the U.S. government shutdown, if it was a government or military station, and this might affect many other utility transmissions, opening up some frequencies for DX. Several months ago, the Curitiba, Brazil station, RB2, and I'm not sure whether it's masculine or feminine, RB2 or RB2, said it would be reactivating three shortwave frequencies after having been silent for several years, 6040, 9725, and 11935, as of December. But at least one of them has already been heard at the end of September, testing at least in the daytime 6040 around 1800 UT, according to Conrad Oliveira Kelmer via Celuromai's blog, who sent this on to us. So far I've not heard them on the air at night. There's a lot of interference on 6040 from the Cuban jamming, 10 kilohertz lower. But this report says they're also testing the two other frequencies, so keep an ear on those three for RB2 to come back. A reliable and usually the best signal from China here on 60 meters is 4940. Ron Howard in California hears it even better, of course, the voice of Strait. He says on Saturdays they have a program called Focus on China from 1500 to 1530 UT, and as of September 28th, a more modern, updated format with frequent IDs. You are now listening to Focus on China, a Voice of Strait broadcast station. Some IDs are given by a native speaker of English. There are also news items about the economy. And he heard another ID as this is the voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. Besides all the snafus at Radio Havana, Cuba, the big news from there is the sudden appearance on 4765 of Radio Progreso. You may recall that very same frequency, and we suspect the same transmitter was used many years ago to relay programming from the Soviet Union. Since UT October 2nd, Radio Progreso has been on from midnight 30 to 0400 UT, more or less. We were tuned in at the very beginning, as were many others, including Terry Kruger, and noting a very weak signal. It's supposed to be 50 kilowatts, but they must have been powering it up gradually. And it's supposedly the same power as already used on 5025 for Radio Rebelde. And supposedly both of them with vertical antennas designed to cover Cuba and nearby areas. I've never been convinced that 5025 was really an NVIS antenna, since it obviously puts out a lot of signal in the horizontal plane, and it continues to be quite stronger than 4765. Radio Progreso, it seems, is mostly playing music during the evenings. Of course, that's bad news for one or two Brazilians and Tajikistan already on 4765. Arne Coro will no doubt say, we've told the ITU about it, and that's that. My almost daily checks for the American Forces Network transmitter on the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean have finally paid off. I heard them well last February, and finally they were in again September 26 after 0100 UT, 12759 USB. And I've also been in contact with the current station manager, Greg Badger, who confirmed my report, which I resent from last February. And he says the hours when they are originating local programming rather than relaying AFRTS out of Los Angeles are as follows. Monday through Friday from midnight to 08 UT, and Saturdays from 02 until 06. Of course, that was before the U.S. government shutdown, which may have caused some changes, if it's still on the air at all. I was able to hear it, but not nearly so well on a couple of occasions since my latest reception. Conditions have to be just right. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, was also last heard in February by Harold Froge on February 19th, but it's really been off the air since, judging from a total lack of reports from anyone since then, until I heard it again, October 2nd at 1857 UT on 15190. That's the station playing American preachers, and never quite on time. They switched to another one at 1924, and without bothering to ID in between, but I have no doubt whatsoever it was Radio Africa, since that is their usual modus operandi. Be careful, however, when looking for it on 15190. Radio Pilipinas is on there from 1730 to 1930, but on this occasion I was not hearing any interference at all. And if you hear preachers in English on 15190 at other times, it could also be KTWR in Guam between 1400 and 1435, or IRRS via Romania between 15 and 16 on Sundays. There's also a one-hour English broadcast from China at 10 to 11 on 15190, which some have assumed was actually Equatorial Guinea. Previously, however, Radio Africa has also been active around 1500 and 0600 UT. Although Diego Garcia was still on, the other AFN shortwave outlet left in Guam has been missing and is still missing as of October 3rd from 5765. Last week, we reported that All India Radio in Imphal had reactivated on 4775. But then their frequency started varying. Ron Howard in California found it on 4775.10 September 26th at 1329 with indigenous chanting. And nothing on the exact frequency. He thinks they may have been working on the transmitter. Later on, there was an open carrier and no audio at all. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania had it on 4775.106. Wolfgang Buschel measured it September 26th on 4775.107, as heard via receiver in Australia around 1430. At least there was an unidentified signal on that frequency. Koji Hashimoto in Japan also put it on 4775.11 with an ID in Hindi at 1430. September 26th. In DX India, Joe's Jacob says, nowadays a lot of wrong feeds are noted on the national channel 9425, All India Radio Delhi at 1320 to midnight 12. Sometimes FM Rainbow is broadcast, and other times Vivid Bharati or external services. Often there are no programs, just an open carrier. Voice of Indonesia reception is improving. I can even hear part of the exotic Indonesia excursion to RRI Banjarmasin on Tuesday, October 1st, after 1300, just below 9526. On 13650, September 28th at 0331, I heard Iran signing on its English broadcast to North America, which they insist on calling Voice of Justice. But they announced two wrong frequencies, 9710 and 11770, which were in use during the previous B12 season. Have they been doing this during the entire A13 season? I can also barely hear them on the current parallel 15470. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria had been warning us that effective September 29th, all shortwave broadcasts from Iran would begin 7 minutes earlier. That is at 23 minutes past the hour, or at 53 minutes past. So that means the English broadcast would start at 0323 and end circa 0420. I haven't confirmed that yet, but I have no reason to doubt it. As I did happen to hear the Kazakh broadcast on 11820, following the musical prelude signing on at 0123 October 1st. But why are they doing this? The mysterious Orient. Our best wishes to Ivo Ivanov, who says he is now retiring from shortwave. Filed under Iran Nan is a new clandestine broadcast we heard about shortly before it started. It's called Radio Mehr, M-E-H-R, and it's on Fridays and Mondays only at 1630 to 1700 on 15680. It's produced by the Iranian National Council in Paris, which is headed by the son of the late Shah, Reza Pahlavi. But this is supposedly a pro-democracy group rather than monarchist. I heard the first broadcast on September 27th at the appointed time. Fair reception here, all in Persian, and with some very interesting music during the last 10 minutes, a very sad song, perhaps lamenting times gone by. Lots more about it in the new DX Listening Digest 13-40 via worldofradio.com. Jari Savolainen in Finland also heard the initial transmission and says the ID sounds like Sedaye Radioye Mehr Iran. The transmitter site is not specified, but both Aoki and Ivo Ivanov think it's Issoudun, France. A few weeks ago, we had a report that Israel had reactivated its only shortwave service in Persian, but it may have been just for a Jewish holiday. But here's another report of it later from Koji Hashimoto in Japan on September 26th, 15760. Kol Israel in Farsi heard between 1359, when they signed on at 1400, until 1421 at least. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World Radio, number 1689. Our thanks this week for financial support from Frederick Anderson in Chicago, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also send a U.S. dollar check or money order in the postal mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. It is the season for Trans-Pacific Medium Wave DX, and I continue to search for carriers around sunrise here on the 9 kilohertz channels, notably from the 500 kilowatt transmitters of NHK in Japan. I often hear the carriers, but too weak for anything else on modest equipment. However, I have succeeded in detecting the characteristic NHK time signal, which is three tones plus one at the top of the hour, which is prolonged and of a higher pitch, both on 774 from Akita and on 693 from Tokyo at 1200 UT on September 30th and October 1st. As we reported last week, China Radio International greatly expanded its German language relays via Luxembourg medium wave 1440. Dan Goldfarb of the Medium Wave Mass Group says, with this expansion, there is no room for French and English, so there could be some changes in their antenna directionality. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, with CRI grossly expanding its German service since September 23rd to 10 hours a day on 1440, 06 to 11, and 18 to 23, this supersedes French and English that had been on after 2000 UT. Considerable efforts have been put into the new programming. It's widely considered to be pretty well made, and one on-air presenter has already been recognized as a former editor at Deutsche Welle. Also around sunrise here, I continue to log many Mexicans on medium wave, mostly from the north and west. Here's just one of them involving a change in name on 880. The station in Los Mochis calls itself La Rancherita, as heard October 2nd at 12:29. Three different names are listed in three different references. I suppose the call sign, although I haven't heard it, is still XEPNK. One bi-week ago, we had a report of a very strange pirate called Radio YHWH on 5990 and 6010. And now here's another report of it from Bob LaRose in San Diego on another frequency, 9775, heard until 0133 UT September 28th. Good strength and reasonable modulation. A typical Yahweh dissertation, he says, as if it were on a public access TV channel. Ended with Christian music, ID, and the carrier quickly cut. They mentioned Sabbath, so maybe it's only active on Friday evenings local time. Sven Martinsen tells us about his low-power station in Norway, which is apparently legal. It does go by the call signs LKB slant LLE, which he explains as Norwegian Test and Development Analog Digital License from NPT for Foreningen Bergen Kringcaster on 5895 and medium wave 1314. It planned to be on the air Thursday, October 3rd from 14 to 16 UT and also the following Tuesday from 05 until 08 and Wednesday from 05 until 08. And the following Thursday back to the afternoon schedule of 14 to 16 UT. Mike Terry forwards more about this from Sven's posting on Facebook. The 1314 kilohertz power is 80 watts, but they hope to increase it. And on 5895, it's 50 watts, also planned to be increased. Anker Peterson in nearby Denmark tried to hear it during a previous scheduled broadcast on the 18th and 26th of September and could not hear either frequency. After only half a sesquiyear as the farm station, All Ag All Day, our X-band station here in Enid on 1640 KOAG suddenly flipped to yet another new format, early UT October 1st, the True Oldies channel. That format had been on its FM sibling, KZLS 99.7, licensed to Mustang on the other side of Oklahoma City. So I checked that frequency, 99.7, and find it has now become Hank FM Country Legends, and the call sign has changed to Hank spelled backwards, K-N-A-H, while KZLS is the new call sign on 1640. Furthermore, about the same time, the 1070 in Wichita, KLIO, which had been True Oldies, also flipped, even more drastically, to ESPN Deportes, the Spanish sports network. Oh, and one more thing about 1640, as first noted by Richard Allen, the legal ID at the top of the hour for KZLS has been changed from Enid, Oklahoma City, to Hennessy, Oklahoma City, apparently abandoning Enid altogether. Hennessy refers to the closest town to the transmitter site where it's been all along. Transmission times from Radio Sultanate of Oman are a bit too flexible. Derek Lynch in Ireland said for at least 2 days they were signing on 15140 at 15 UT instead of 14, skipping the English hour. However, on September 27th, they were back in English, although coming on a bit late at 14.03. 15140 is still in use the rest of the day for their Arabic service, and September 26th at 20.00, I was hearing what was apparently their national anthem, followed by a good hour of uninterrupted Middle East music. Claudio Galas in Chile and I continue to monitor Radio Chasqui Peru almost every evening on 5980. I'm tracing their about 5 second later cutoff every night. It's almost reached 0106 UT as of October 3rd, so I expect them to reset the timer to before 0100, which has happened in several previous cycles. We may have less than a month left to enjoy Radio Chasqui in the clear during the previous hour, midnight to 01 UT, because in the next season, B13, the IBB plans to put a Tibetan service on 5980 during that hour via Sri Lanka, which is sure to draw jamming from the Chaicom as well. Our contributor in Ukraine, Alexander Dyadischov, tells us that on September 26th, the Russian service of Polish radio announced in its mailbag that starting October 27th, it will no longer broadcast on shortwave, probably also terminating Polish and Belarusian languages. You may have forgotten they're still on shortwave for now, as they dropped English some time ago and kept changing transmitter sites. Currently, they're via Bulgaria as follows. According to the final issue, number 800 of DX Remix News Bulgaria, of Ivo Ivanov, at 13 to 14 UT on 12095 in Russian and Belarusian, and at 1530 to 1800 on 9400, first hour in Polish, then an hour in Belarusian, and the final half hour in Russian. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim, which for historical reasons we like to consider a separate radio country, on September 29th. Underneath Australia on the same frequency, 4835. He was hearing it between 1218 and 1402 UT. It was mostly singing while ABC was mostly talking. He did hear the AIR news theme music at 1315, as heard countless times on other stations. He says, surely a sign for a great India DX season to come. Last week's big news about Slovakia planning to resume shortwave broadcasts is tempered by the following. It's slightly less definite than it had seemed. Craig Christ wrote to RSI and got this reply from Gavin at the station. Negotiations with WRMI are based on their adding RSI to their north-facing antenna. There is talk about restarting shortwave here in Slovakia, a hot topic. I can't say with certainty if it's going to happen. A recent DX newsletter printed a rumor as fact a few weeks ago that our shortwave would definitely be operational by January. This would be optimistic. I can't say yes or no, but discussions are ongoing between Slovak Radio and the Ministry of Culture. an eternal lack of funds is the only roadblock. The GRA blog from Argentina reports that Radio Exterior de España is increasing its news output by 65%. This will include at least headlines every 30 minutes. On October 3rd at 13 UT, I found that the 5 minutes of news on the air had actually been reduced to only 3 minutes as Españoles en la Mar started at 13:03 on 11815 via Costa Rica. But the report also says there will be expanded newscasts at other times, such as 1400, which I suppose means a net reduction in the amount of musical and other feature programming. It's not very audible over here, but in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner reports on the English broadcast from Sudan called The Voice of Africa on 9505. He heard it September 24th at 17:52 with a strong signal. He says great listening with highly rhythmic Sudanese songs accompanied by accordion and drums. A political commentary on relations to neighboring countries and African unity. An ID. Arabic was supposed to begin at 18:30, but there was dead air for 15 minutes. Roger Tidy in London says U.S. shortwave station WINB has offered to relay Radio Taiwan International to North America. According to a letter claiming to be from a WINB employee quoted on their mailbag program from RTI on September 30th, it said WINB was offering to conduct test transmissions free of charge. On September 26th, after 0100 but not since, there were a bunch of spur blobs surrounding the two Turkey frequencies in Spanish, 9770 and 9870. One of them landed on 9670, where I heard it at first, also on 9745 and 9795. On October 3rd, I tuned in a bit earlier to hear the sign-on in Spanish when they were giving two wrong frequencies, the ones previously in use for the B-12 season, as we are nearing the end of the A-13 season. During the last week, I've been hearing modulation spike spurs coming out of the WWV 10 MHz transmitter, especially during the weather segments at 7 and 8 minutes past 01 UT. These spikes can be heard down to 9800 kHz or even further in open areas and interfering with many other stations, including the strong signal from Cairo on 9965, which, by the way, on one occasion recently shifted to 9967. That was October 3rd, and why not? Everything else is out of order at Radio Cairo. Barely audible distorted Arabic modulation and whine. Is VOA closed down or not during the U.S. government shutdown? Apparently not, although there may be some reductions. Bill Bingham in South Africa is still hearing the English broadcast to Africa via São Tomé and Botswana. Kim Elliott has said he is furloughed, so no new radiograms for the duration. But I did hear White House correspondent Dan Robinson still on the job at 0532 UT October 3rd on 12025. Big news for DXers in the north and east. The Disney station in Wisconsin on 1640 WKSH has gone off the air, according to Kaz. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 10 and 3 October 15th and 21st. Solar flux peaking at 105 on October 13th to 17th, down to 85 by the 26th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1689.